Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Don Holman is our guest. We're going to let him go here in just a minute because I got a ton of other important news to cover, but nothing's more important than what he's doing. And nothing's more important than defending the First Amendment right that men and women have fought and died and given everything they've got for. And I'm not going to let a gaggle of snot-nosed criminals keep people from having that. And I'm almost afraid to go out to these events because somebody comes up with a club and starts trying to hit me with a deadly weapon. I'm going to take it away from them and cram it down their throat. And I'm not saying that because I'm a tough guy, folks. I can't handle people trying to assault me. And I'm sick of it. I'm sick of them thinking that we're here to take all their bull. But again, they're getting mad and violently angry because they've paid for abortions, they've been involved with abortions, they've supported it, and they don't like seeing what it is. Folks, none of us have any future or any value if we allow the elite to continue doing this, if we continue to go along with it. Human life is dirt cheap to the New World Order. And I'm very excited to hear that these great folks are up there fighting under Ron Paul supporters and had their sign confiscated. And you're not allowed to have it, an evil Ron Paul sign. I mean, this has been all over the news. This government has gone to hell in a literal handbasket. You know, I don't think listeners realize there's a bunch of living people, beautiful, smart, intelligent folks. One young lady was dug out of a trash can by a rescue group even before they had Operation Rescue. I forget her name, the blonde. She's all over the place. I've interviewed her like 6-7 years ago. And there are also... All the time, they tried to kill one twin, but they tried three abortions and couldn't. That was just in the news, and the baby lived. I mean, it's just, we don't want two babies. Kill one of them. I mean, it goes on and on and on and on and on and on. And all these people I talk to who've been for abortion, when they finally have a child, they're like, I can't believe I killed one. I can't believe I did this. I mean, now they'll do anything to protect that child. Their instincts have kicked in. Going back to our guest, you want to comment on people that are living, who survived abortions, A, and then B, give us your phone number, contact info.
For anybody after 1973 is an abortion survivor, one out of every three children are killed in America. And it's probably higher than that because they just count the surgical abortions. They don't count the chemical abortions, the RU486, the morning after pill, and even Depo-Provera and IUD and a number of human pesticides that they inject into people that are abortifacients. You can reach me at Missionaries to the Preborn, Iowa, P.O. Box 135, Keokuk, Iowa, 52632. And if you got email, you can email me at truthvan, that's one word, truthvan, at yahoo.com.
Well, if the government will let us kill 50 million people in 33 years or 34 years, they'll do anything. And I'm sure you know about the chemical biological testing killing Americans. They did covertly, now declassified. This is all part of a larger picture, folks. And if you don't value somebody else's life, your life isn't worth a plug nickel. How do folks get involved with you? How do they help you?
Well, you can contact me at those two places, truthfan at yahoo.com. And we do take people out with us when we go out on the street. So if you're in the Iowa area, we're right on the border, Missouri, Illinois, and Iowa. If you're in our area, we'll be glad to take you out with us, and you can stand with us on behalf of the babies.
Oh, how evil, how wicked you are, trying to save those blobs of tissue.
Right. We don't always get beat up while we're out there. I mean, it does happen once in a while, but we don't take it. You know, we're not pacifists. We're not. We fight back.
Well, I know you're busy, and I've been around a lot of, you know, Right to Life and rescuers, and, well, we're too busy going to the events to sue them and stop them. It's going to continue to happen until you press criminal charges on those cops and on that scumbag.
Right, and pursue it against the city, too. We don't let it go. And we don't fight every fight that's out there. I mean, my goodness, we never get anything done. But we can't allow them to suppress us.
Absolutely. Thank you, Dan.
It is a big idea. A new world order. In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame. Blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit HerbalHealer.com and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. HerbalHealer.com, working with the power of nature.
Do you know where the 78 potentially active volcanoes in U.S. are located? And do you know the locations of the top 300 prime terrorist targets? You can find these answers and more in the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA. With the more than 50 interactive parameters, you can pinpoint natural and man-made disaster areas, brewing environmental catastrophes, the safest cities, the best places for solar and wind energy, and much, much more. Complete with 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of 3,000 plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution full-color maps and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis to help you zero in on the best places to live, the ideal location for cabins and vacation homes, as well as safe and unsafe areas. Get Prudent Places USA for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 to order on the web or at BerkeyWater.com.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
In this third and final hour, I'm going to open the phones up, talk about the mass shootings in Colorado and Nebraska and all the suspicious things happening there. We can get into Israel saying, no, Iran still needs to be attacked. Talk about the push for a global one-child policy, as we told you they would. We can discuss the video of you seen of the pro-lifers attack with a club and the cops sitting around laughing about it. Just gets crazier and crazier. Chrétien, the former prime minister, gets confronted about 9-11 inside job, loose change, final cut, end game, actually shoves the guy who politely asked him about it. Pretty amazing. We're going to... Well, I guess we could play some of the audio. I sent you a few clips of that, but the video's really got it all. It's a story up on PrisonPlanet.com. Chrétien loses patience with questions on NAU, Truth NAU. Also, 73% of Britons want to vote on the EU treaty, which brings them into it, just like it's being integrated here into the North American Union. They're being integrated by stealth into the European Union, which I guess some people say the EU doesn't exist either. That's how they... counter the Brits. They say it doesn't exist. We're not merging, as they publicly merge. And I guess it works on some people, and other people it just makes them feel desperate, and they go, what do you do? What do you say? How do you counter all this? Before I get into the rest of the news and take your phone calls at 1-800-259-9231, I want to encourage you to get self-sufficient. And the basics of self-sufficiency is being trained with firearms, being willing to defend yourself, having high-quality water filtration systems, and then the final key to that, just the basics, is high-quality storable foods. That means you don't want stuff made out of reconstituted soybean stuff. I mean, that'll let you survive, but it doesn't taste good. And the point is, what you want is high-quality, freeze-dried fruits, vegetables, meats of the highest quality, because it stores in such small areas. It puffs up to huge amounts of food. It's easily transportable, and it lasts the longest and keeps the most nutrition. And that's eFoods Direct, ladies and gentlemen. Give them a call at 1-800-409-5633, 1-800-409-5633, or eFoodsDirect.com. If you missed that website, it's at the top of Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com, but eFoodsDirect.com or 1-800-409-5633. Also, my friends, this stuff stores for 5 years, but I'd recommend you start taking it right now. It's the highest quality green food, hasn't been heated, hasn't been radiated. It's all organic, 20 high-powered natural plant extracts and ingredients. Just amazing stuff. The whole office is on this stuff. I know most of us in the office are. I don't know if I can say all of us are. I know I am, Aaron is, Rob is, a bunch of other people are here in the office. Just two scoops, two little teaspoons a day in your orange juice or whatever. Tastes great. They've got Coco Mojo that's got not the whole 20, but some of the great ingredients in it. Great for children. Wonderful cocoa. They've got a whole line of products. Go to Infowars.com. On the right-hand side, link through to the subpage off their banner, and you get 10% off when you go to that eFoods, when you go to that Interfood. The two are close together, aren't they? Enerfood.com, Interfood.com, or link through on the Interfood banner on the right-hand side of PrisonPlanet.com to get 10% off because you're a listener. And when you get stuff in bulk, you get an additional 20% off on top of that. So, again, Interfood.com or 866-762-9238. Again, that number is 866-762-9238. Okay, let's go ahead now and get into some of the news that we have not covered yet. My stack just fell on the floor. Let me get it. There's just huge piles in here of things that are happening. Piles of New World Order activity, pun intended. Again, trucking magazines 5 years ago reported that Mexican trucks were going from Texas to New York, from California to British Columbia. They're already all here. Okay? They're already all here. So by the time you heard about limited 100 trucking companies with thousands of trucks per company in some cases, I've been on airplanes with an exec. I was watching him on his laptop and watching him make phone calls before we took off. He was running hundreds of trucks. He said more than half his trucks are Mexicans from Mexico, but driving here in the U.S., and some of their trucks are in Mexico. And he goes, we drive everywhere, and laughed about it. Okay, just like we already have a national ID card under federal standardization in 1993, and now, what, 12, 13, 14 years later, they're finally starting to talk about it in the news. Public Citizen's got an article about this today. Bush authorizes full access to U.S. roads for even more Mexico-based NAFTA trucks. This is a statement of Joan Claybrook, president of Public Citizen. In a stealthy maneuver, the Bush administration has boosted the threat for the public by increasing the number of Mexico-based trucking firms allowed access to all U.S. roads as part of a reckless North American Free Trade Agreement, NAFTA. But see, that doesn't exist either, they say. Trucking pilot program, the Department of Transportation recently revealed an increase in the number of NAFTA trucks permitted to U.S. highways. Now, 10 carriers sending as many as 55 trucks throughout the country. See, I mean, what are they researching? What are they on? They started the pilot deal with 100 companies earlier this year, and it was going on before that under another name. Man, I just can't put it all out here. I mean, I don't know how people don't know about this stuff. This is far, people think they've got some. I'm not knocking them, but this is 50 times worse than this. But I guess it's definitions is how they play tricks. Oh, we're not having North American merger. It's North American integration. Integration means merger. It's not global government. It's global governance. The last time the Bush administration made a public announcement about the number of Mexico-based carriers allowed to penetrate into the NAFTA Trucks pilot program, there were only three carriers. It has long been a tradition of the administration to bury bad news like this by sending out press releases on Friday afternoon. But in this case, the Department of Transportation reached a new low, not sending any press release out at all, but simply updating the website. Both House and Congress have passed versions of the DOT spending bill that includes provisions to shut down this dangerous folly. Unfortunately, for all members of the public who must travel every day on the nation's roads, the White House has threatened to veto the final bill. It's high time for President Bush to get out of the way and let the Senate vote on the final bill before any more lives are put at stake. I live in Texas. I have been seeing gigantic Mexican trucks. And by the way, it's really a misnomer on average that they're pieces of junk. They're nicer than most of the rigs I see that are U.S.-based. Huge rigs with Mexican plates with three guys in it going 24 hours a day. Now, let me explain how this works. People in Mexico, truck drivers, and they're highly paid for folks in Mexico, are getting an average of $10 an hour. So they can run three guys in there, but the way I've read they set it up is one of them's always sleeping, so they agree to contracts that you couldn't get in the U.S. where they're not getting paid the full time. And they just run the truck 24 hours a day. Then you get a husband and wife team in the U.S. who used to get paid $30 an hour. With all their expenses, it's more like $15. Now they're getting paid $16, $17, $12 an hour. It's getting lower and lower. All the major trucking businesses I know that were family-owned are out of business. That could be hauling materials, asphalt, aggregate around. It's all over. I mean, they're just all shutting down. They're all getting bought up by bigger conglomerates. They bring in the Mexican crews. Just like Ford in North Carolina, I remember an article where they laid off almost all their American workers and then flew over under permits, and they keep them like in big warehouses living in squalor, poor poles. Not against the poles. I'm not against the Mexicans. But, I mean, they brought them over from all the old Soviet tank factories. And they have buses that drive them to work. They're like slaves. And they get paid a fraction at the Ford plant. I remember seeing that article a few years ago. And so they come in here. Now I said most of the trucks look super fancy and nice. Some of them, though, look like they're out of Road Warrior. I mean, bald tires. You see them having blowouts. You can see where they put spares on. They're rolling down the road. They're swerving all over the place. They got Mexican flags on their cars, Mexican plates doing whatever they want. So when you hear they're really dangerous, it's true. They get certified down there, and then under NAFTA agreement, they're allowed. And I've even talked to state police. They're being told leave them alone because they're part of a federal program. But citizens, they get pulled over to those way stations. They're meaner than you know what to them on average, not all of them. They wear white gloves and find any dirt on the back bumper. They call it spillage on stuff hauling materials, concrete and other things. Well, we've gone out and done TV shows on it years ago. I mean, they call them the regulators. I mean, the cities have got regulation police. The counties have got them. The states have got them. The feds have got them. And they pull them over to those way stations, and I mean, they just write tickets like the cows are never coming home. Just like the illegal aliens, you can have them tend to a car. None of the kids in car seats, none of them belted, jumping around, hopping around the car. They drive 70 miles an hour down I-35. But the minute your sticker expires, that cop's going to pull you over. Mind if I do a search? Well, no. I don't want you to search. What are you hiding? Get out of the car. I'm calling in backup. And I've said to cops, I said, you got illegal aliens everywhere. I don't want to talk to you anymore. Sometimes they'll go, yeah, I know it's horrible, but we're not encouraged to do it. They just write them $50 tickets if we do. The judge just lets them off. I've had police chiefs on who they all arrest illegal aliens, and the feds won't come pick them up, and the jail says, let them go. And they don't have accurate IDs if they have IDs at all. Just whatever names they want. All the criminals of Latin America come up here. They commit murders, robberies, you name it, get to go right back across the border. Ha, 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 it's so funny. It's so funny. It's so funny. Meanwhile, Austin has announced they're going to have poop police out to write you tickets if they catch your dog going to bathroom on the hike and bike trail. We can't stop the illegal aliens, but we'll write you tickets for your dog going to the bathroom.
When making important financial decisions, you should always know the facts. That's why Midas Resources is willing to pay you to read the facts. Midas Resources, a team of hand-picked financial specialists with decades of financial experience who are ready to provide you with state-of-the-art, up-to-date financial services. Midas Resources offers a host of services and stands behind their products. In fact, if you call and order their free Midas report, Midas Resources will pay you. This detailed report will provide you with financial history on the safest and most profitable areas to invest in. If you read the report, Midas Resources will send you a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar. So what are you waiting for? Get the facts and call Midas Resources toll free at 888-292-2709. That's 888-292-2709. And remember, if you read the Midas report, you'll receive a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Have you ever thought about what's in your shampoo, soap, or detergent? How about chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodium, formaldehydes, and more? Even fragrance can indicate the presence of some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, this is Alex Jones. I was shocked when I discovered I could be inhaling these additives that can lead to coughing, wheezing, and shortness of breath, headaches, nausea, irritation of the skin, and mucous membranes. Now compare Calben Pure Soap. All natural, earth-friendly, no harsh chemicals, no animal testing. They're safe, and you save 85% of the money you're spending on cleaning products now. Start saving over $1,000 a year for your family of four. Keep it natural. Call Calben Pure Soap for a free catalog at 1-800-340-7091 or log on to 5starsoap.com. Try Calben Pure Soaps, and I'll bet you'll never use any other cleaning products again. Call 1-800-340-7091 for all your cleaning needs.
The war on terrorism, will it be fought overseas or will it affect us here at home? If you are like most folks, you want to be prepared, but can't afford an underground shelter. So what do you do? Did you know that you can use your home as a shelter against fallout and biological or chemical attacks? With a little know-how, it's not that difficult. Sheltering in place, surviving acts of terrorism from biological, chemical, and radioactive fallout, developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government, gives you easy-to-follow video instructions and walks you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. Get this critical video every American needs for only $29 plus shipping. Order by calling New Millennium today at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
No one, no shackles.
Don't want no shackles. Don't want no shackles on me. Don't want no shackles. Don't want no shackles on me. I sit down with Big Brother. Don't like those
RFIs. All right, I got a bunch of other news I'm going to get to, but right now let's blast through your phone calls.
Got the blues about my freedom.
Let's go to Eric in California.
Got the blues about tyranny.
You're on the air, sir.
Good morning, Alex.
Hi.
This is Eric in California. I really don't know what subject to get on, but how about survivors of abortion? When I was younger, probably 19, I had to do some community service. And the place I chose to do some community service at was a state-run facility for mentally retarded and whatnot. And one of the people that we used to deliver food to, we used to deliver the food carts to all the homes throughout this facility, one of the people in there was a chair-bound survivor of an abortion. My brother-in-law, my mother-in-law, tried to abort him, and he survived, and he became one of the most instrumental people in my life and many others. He's a very successful businessman, and he's put a lot of his family members and family friends through college, and it's just a beautiful human being.
Yeah, I don't think people realize that quite a few folks, because the pro-lifers used to be able to do this, now they sell the body parts, it's too valuable, or they chop them up, but quite a few people, this is mainstream news, by the way, are dug out of the trash cans. In the old days, the human remains, the remnants all chopped up, but sometimes they just throw whole babies, they'd abort them and then drown them in buckets, and it was a third trimester, they'd throw them in the dumpster. For the incineration crew to come pick it up, and the pro-lifers found out how to get the babies, and you know, and then they'd bring them to the police, because if they survived that, then they weren't allowed to kill them outside the womb. But yeah, there's a lot of other cases. I mean, it's very, I forget the exact numbers, but I mean, it's a good percentile that survive, even when they're hacking and burning and shooting the acid up in there. Besides, women aren't meant to have a baby ripped out. Your body will abort if you need to 9 times out of 10 or even more. I'd say 99 times out of 100. I mean, I don't have the science in front of me, but I know that women, you know, the body will do that by design if it really is a problem most of the time. But I don't think people realize that women have massive increases in cancer when they've had abortions. I mean, it messes the body up. Go ahead.
Oh, and not to mention psychologically. I mean, my wife had an abortion when she was probably 17. And, you know, she looks at her nephew, who would have been the same age had her child lived. And, you know, it's like the child that she aborted is has haunted her, you know, all these years through her sister's
son. It's very haunting, isn't it?
Absolutely. And, you know, also another survivor of an abortion that I've come in contact with personally was a pastor who came through a church that I was attending at the time. And he was probably the most God-blessed man alive. I mean, it's just incredible how God uses people like that. But, Alex, I have a dire warning that I need to convey to you, whether it be through somebody in your office or something, that I can talk to somebody off-air about it. I really need to get a message to you, so if I can get it off air, preferably.
Well, yeah, I'll talk to you in 2 minutes.
Okay.
Stay there. I'll find out exactly what it is you're talking about. Eric, do I know you? Have I talked to you before?
I've called in about 3 times, and I met you at the LA Symposium. I'm down here in San Diego.
And is this a warning concerning us?
Somebody you might be associating with in the future. It's just a friendly warning.
Okay,
and
I'll talk to you.
I ascribe to your disgust of infighting and stuff, so that's why I don't want to talk about it on there.
Oh, very, very good. You sound credible. I'll talk to you here in just a moment. Yeah, that's something people don't know, but I just keep running across it in the news, and I tell people around me and who are pretty smart, and they go, really? There are a bunch of people who were dug out of trash cans. Now, they don't let that happen anymore because they kill them. That's why after a partial birth, they don't just crush the skull. And I hate to get into this, folks, but it stops you from having an abortion, so be it. They don't just suck the baby's brains out and crush their skull. Generally, if you really get into it, the doctors admit what they do is they just keep the baby touching the mother. Because legally, they say that means it wasn't outside the womb, and they just suck its brains out on the outside of the womb. And look, I'm sorry if you've had abortions and this is upsetting. We cannot continue this, okay? All right? Adopt the baby. If you're going to get in the hay with somebody and you're going to do this, don't kill the baby. And, you know, then they use these, well, what if rare scenarios. We can debate that all day long. 99% of these abortions. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
We at The Bible Says want to alert the world to the topic of the Mark of the Beast. Soon it will be upon us as an overwhelming surprise. The world is pressing toward a forced one-world religion. The real issue behind this is the union of church and state, nullifying our First Amendment. Americans will have to give up their peculiar beliefs and accept what the new world religious leaders prescribe. In 2005, President Bush signed the Real ID Act, which goes into effect May 11, 2008. Many people believe that this will be the mark of the beast because of the restrictive measures included, which seems to parallel the no buying and selling of Revelations 13:17. In Revelations 14:9, speaking of the mark of the beast, it says, "If any man worship the beast, take notice." It says, "Worship the beast." This issue is about worship, not economics. For a better understanding of this very important topic and to receive your three free books and a free DVD, call 1-888-211-1715. That's 1-888-211-1715.
Hi, Ken. It's Judy again. I just wanted to call you back and let you know how thankful Mike and I are for your working with us. You know the Sun Oven we ordered from you on KenSolar.com? It cooks all of our food and then some. Plus, we just sold the old gas barbecue. Also, the solar-powered generator reduced our electric bill just like you said it would, and it's powering my whole studio right now. We don't have to worry about our food going bad or surviving the outages anymore, either of which is huge. Well, Ken, I'll cut this one short for now, and thanks again. Go, Ken Solar!
Get the best of both worlds. Solar power for your household essentials and a backup generator all in one. Perfect for hurricane seasons. No long gas lines, no fumes, and no noise. Lower your electric bill and be prepared year-round. Complete solar kits for under $1,200. See the complete solar power generator kit at kensolar.com. Order your solar power generator from Ken's website at kensolar.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Here for now, tomorrow forever gone.
But do the wind, the sun, or the rain, be like this. Come on, baby, don't feel the reaper. Baby, take my hand, don't feel the reaper. We'll be able to fly, don't feel the reaper. Baby, I'm your man.
Let's go back to your phone calls. Let's go ahead and... Now, you're all great callers. I had that last call on for like 4 minutes, but I got to move quicker to get to everybody. Juan in California, you're on the air. Juan, welcome.
Hello?
Yes, sir.
Yes, I'm a Mexican-American, you know, first generation here. My parents emigrated here, and this is the first time I hear about, you know, the Amaro. I just recently got into it, and... I find myself trying to explain it to other people, and they think I'm nuts. I mean, I need a way to explain the global union to somebody without sounding crazy.
Here's the biggest problem. Most people have just woken up, and so they're not really at the level yet of trying to educate others. But the problem is we don't have time to wait, so you're doing the right thing. I'm sorry you get laughed at. You've got to give them end game, and you don't even have to go to InfoWars.com if you don't have 1095 or whatever, and buy-in game, you can go to Google Video. I don't expect your family to just buy the video out of hand. They can watch the 2-hour, 20-minute film free at Google Video. Then they can research the claims. Now, I could not afford, did not have the employees or the staff or the time to make a bibliography. You know, that's the end of a book where you prove everything you say with footnotes. But a listener heard that and in 2 weeks did 2/3 of Endgame. He or she, I forget who Kurt Nimmo told me they were. I want to thank them, by the way. I'm so busy, I don't have time to thanking them on air, to make the last third. They're doing the last third right now. Excellent bibliography. Everything is linked, every claim we make. And so you watch it for free on Google Video, or if you want, buy the DVD, so it's, you know, more watchable and high quality, so you can see all the documents and video crisply. But whatever. This is life and death. We've got to get this out. And then you tell them, go to whatistheendgame.com. Whatistheendgame.com. And you tell them, mom, dad, neighbors, whatever, watch this video, and then everything it says is documented in triplicate on this website. Every second of the video, when we make a claim, they've got the time code, they made it. And of course, we vetted it and checked it. It's very accurate. I want to salute who did that. Really, I think if you're talking about North American Union, Amero, New World Order, Endgame is the key. Go ahead, sir.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Anything else, sir?
No, I just want some help on how to explain it. And I guess with having the facts documented, that's a big push. And see the video and then look and see for yourself that it's proven.
Absolutely. Got you. Anything else, sir?
No, just thank you very much for doing this and, you know, putting it out there as opposed to being told otherwise by everybody else.
God bless you, sir. It's good to hear from you, Juan. Absolutely. And Endgame is important whether somebody is from Canada, Mexico, Germany. It's global. And they're destroying all of our sovereignty right now. Let's go ahead and talk to Robert in Arizona. Robert, you're on the air.
Hello, Alex.
Hi.
Hi, I'll be real brief. I have a slight disagreement on the ethanol and corn debate. I have taken the time to study in depth a book by David Bloom called Alcohol Can Be a Gas. And he points out, he'd be a great guest for your show, because he points out there's tons of disinformation out there, like Taxpayers for Common Sense blaming the rise and everything on ethanol subsidies. And while there are some ethanol subsidies, it's a pittance. It's a drop in the bucket. The bigger problems are inflation, which, if you figure out what the dollar is really worth, corn is really cheap.
Let me just break this down for a minute. The United Nations, the federal government, and others have come out and said that food prices are exploding, meat prices are exploding, because the basic food crops of corn, then they got to feed wheat to the pigs and cows and chickens instead. So they're claiming that made it rise. And you're right. I've seen some of the numbers. It's between about 8 and 15% of the rise is that. All the rest of the rise is the increase in fuel cost, having to ship and deliver that by train, by truck, the factories operating. So it is the devaluation of the dollar and higher shipping and energy costs across the board that is causing it.
Here's how we can beat them, Alex. There's two other points. I think there's still a program in place where corn is being shipped into Mexico and subsidized $1 a bushel to sell at under market cost to bankrupt small Mexican farmers. So they leave their corn growing and they go off and seek work in the States. We need to put a stop to that. The other thing that needs to happen is we need to encourage independent gas station owners across the country to start buying tanker loads of ethanol, pure ethanol you can buy wholesale for about $1.85, $1.90 a gallon right now. It's possible to mix it 50-50 with gasoline. And then the station owner, if they mix it themselves, they can take that ethanol credit and put it in their pocket or pass it on to the people that buy the fuel. There's no sense at all in having ethanol at under $2 a gallon and paying regular gasoline at just over $3 a gallon. There's something wrong with the marketplace. And I think it's the big oil distribution.
I agree. No, there's no think about it. You're right. And what an intelligent caller. See, here's an example. They'll fill the Mexican immigrants full of Reconquista, take over America stuff when the big foundations push that, the big money pushes that. Meanwhile, it's the very big foundations, the very same big banks I remember being in Mexico 15 years ago, and they were stealing in Yucatan the property from the ancestral Mayan farmers. And then they kick them out and send them to Mexico City as a staging ground to come to the U.S. It was UN biospheres. Costa Maya, all those areas, millions of hectares, millions of acres being taken. And you're right, all over Mexico, the U.S., when the Mexican government allows this to happen, ships it in at a dollar a bushel, a fraction of what it's sold for here, to destroy their farmers. And then where do they come? Right here and work for $4, $3 an hour. See? It hurts us, the American people, no matter what color you are. It hurts the Mexicans. But it's not just that. Monsanto and a few of the other big pharma companies went down there with GMO corn, planted it all over the nation, and now every major Mexican farm strain, these are strains that are thousands of years old, are infected, and now it's screwing up all their crops. And again, the head of Monsanto in 99 at a public meeting said, we are here to infect everything and take everything over. They all need to be arrested. It's cold-blooded. And you see, your black leaders, your La Reconquista leaders, your fake neocon white leaders and liberal leaders will tell you everything you want to hear, but they work for the same people. So you're out there trying to wake up your Mexican family to what's going on in the New World Order, and they're first-generation Americans, and they're buying into the propaganda. You just explain to them, hey, why don't your Mexican leaders tell you, why don't your black leaders tell you that these are Margaret Sanger execution compounds? That's what Planned Parenthood is. That they called people of color weeds and said you had to be exterminated. I mean, I have her actual letters. But see, I'm anti-Mexican because I don't want you to die. Just like I'm anti-Semitic because Arnold's dad was a Nazi SS officer who sent people to their deaths. Arnold publicly said he admires Hitler to Rolling Stone and on video. But the ADL gives him awards. See, if you're a real live Nazi, you're good. But if you fight them, you're bad. See, that's how scrambled all this is. And if we don't get sophisticated now, it's over. Let's go ahead and talk to Christine in Kansas City. You're on the air. Hi.
Hi.
Welcome.
Alex?
Yes.
I'm calling from KCXL Land. This is Christina.
Hey, how you doing?
Pretty good. I wanted to tell you about the United States of Kansas City. As Dr. Jerome Corsi has been teaching us, that Kansas City will be a warehouse for cargo containers being made from the man-made island off of Shanghai. You're familiar with that?
Well, yeah. The largest railway connection system is in Kansas City. And a year ago, they announced that that's going to be the main inland port, sovereign territory of Mexico. The city has announced it, official city website. They're also building one in San Antonio. They're taking over existing giant railway there, almost as big as KC. And they call it the North American Transportation Hub. And the Canadians call that base the Trans-Texas Corridor Rail Hub and the Napa Superhighway Rail Hub. And then the National News, Free Republic, Michael Medved, Rush Limbaugh say we're all insane traitors and none of it exists.
Yes, sir. I'd like to mention that Wolfgang Anacon and Jason Littlejohn, you guys need to get back together and make that film on the Smart Port. And I'd also like to say, Alex, that there is on KCADC.com, which is Kansas City Area Development Corporation, you can see in living color a picture of the billboard that actually says United States of Kansas City. And on my website, which I am now developing because of this, we have 18 different mayors of cities around here who are in cohorts with every major corporation, and we also have in Kansas City two-thirds of all animal pharmaceutical manufacturing coming out of this metropolitan area, which is why 1447 Liberty Street, to take away our liberties, is going to be the hub where they're planning to tear the heart out of this nation with the crossing of 85 different corridors, thanks to George Blackwood, former mayor of former city
councilman. That's right. It's all official, but then the news just says doesn't exist.
Thank you, Alex.
Do you want to give out your website?
It's unclaimedwoman.com.
Unclaimedwoman.com.
That's correct. And I have much documentation there from a lot of Kansas City natives about the Kansas City Smart Port. And thank you, KCXL, for airing Alex.
Yes, they've been carrying us for 8-9 years. Or is it longer now? What, since like 98, 99? I just love them. I think they fired up another radio station, too, there now. Great, folks. That covers the entire city and more into Kansas. And we're very thankful for that affiliate. And everybody should support them and go to the KCXL bookstore. By the way, I told my office I was going to donate like 100 end games to them. I wonder if we ever did that. If we haven't, call me, KCXL. I don't have time to, literally, I hardly have time to see my family now. That's what I can't stand. All these great stations, all these great affiliates. Oh, I just forgot one of my listeners. Didn't ask for it, sent me a donation. He's been calling to ask if I got it for a week, and I haven't called him back. I mean, that's what I mean. I just can't keep track of anything. I apologize for that. Just all of our affiliates, all of them, all over the country, getting more and more of them. And I feel bad because listeners send me emails, old friends send me emails. I don't even respond. I've got to ask myself sometimes, should I stay home and do 4 radio interviews this Sunday, or should I drive to Houston and go to a cousin's funeral? And I just go, oh, well, no funeral, you know. I mean, I just am bound to the wheel here, as they say, doing this, piloting this ship in the info war. And so I say that because I have all these great people try to contact me, and I just can't even respond anymore. In fact, I'll probably forget by the break that I'm supposed to call that supporter. Let's go ahead and talk to Tom. Tom, where are you calling us from?
Hey, Alex, Ann Arbor, Michigan area.
Welcome.
Hey, I've talked to you once before, but I was the tail gunner, as you put it, so we didn't have much time. I know time's a little short today, too. I was looking at the article on Infowars.com about Fox News rejecting the ad for the anti-constitution thing there and Bill O'Reilly, the video. And it says that the people that put the ad together, it's actually the actor Danny Glover that's, I guess, narrating the ad.
Yes.
I think that's kind of ironic. You document that,
Bohemian Grove, yeah.
Yeah, he's a member of the Bohemian Grove, so obviously he's closer connected to, you know, we don't need to go over the whole list.
Well, let me just stop you. The Bohemian Grove is very racist. I was only inside 4.5-5 hours, and I heard him constantly talking. I don't know, like 5 or 6 times I heard him talk about blacks. I heard when a big black guy walked by, and it might have even been Danny Glover, it was getting dark. They were about to have the ritual out around the Moloch Owl. It was right at dusk. Thousands of men are going down by the little pond, little lake, and I saw a big black guy walk past me, and I heard all these old men going, I can't believe they let them in here. I mean, my whole life I've never heard talk like that, and I was actually hearing it and hissing. So he really is a token in there. I mean, I guess Jews and whites are allowed in, but blacks, there's not many blacks in there. And I'm not defending Danny Glover, but, you know, Clint Eastwood goes there. Schwarzenegger is a member. There are 2,000 members, but not every member is even allowed to bring guests. Only senior guests are. Senior members are allowed to bring one guest. There's about 3,000 people there each year. And, you know, again, it's done compartmentalized. Not all of it's taken seriously. I'm not saying Danny Glover's good. I mean, he may, you know, be absolutely wicked. But my point is it's compartmentalization. It's like everybody at the 700 Club isn't evil. Most of them are good. Everybody in the Catholic Church isn't involved in the New World Order, but the Pope certainly is. Everybody at the Bohemian Grove, I don't think, realizes how serious it is. I'm trying to get Danny Glover on, and I will ask him, but go ahead.
That's true, and that's taken, you know, with a grain of salt and fair thing to say. You know, you point out the, I don't know if irony is the right word, it's kind of tragic, the people outside protesting 5 years later are ultimately serving the same master as the people inside. They just hate the rich white men, but then they are, you know, worshiping, you know, Satan by a different name. So it's all ironic. I guess, you know, you have to watch out for people, though, trying to portray themselves as contemporaries for the cause and then getting inside. You know, I know that you think about those things. I don't, want to, like,
well, at the same time, well, sure, see, I keep my organization small. I do my thing, and people wake up, they wake up. But I would get Danny Glover on here, and by the way, I would bring up Bohemian Grove to him. But see, I don't agree with everything Pat Buchanan says, but I have him on. I don't agree with everything Bob Baer says, but I get him on. You know, I try to get big guests on because it's interesting and it makes news, and then our websites, people come there because of that, and then they see everything else. See? I mean, do you get what I'm saying, sir?
Yeah, I understand that. And just one other thing real quick, and I mentioned this before. There's a big push on now to push the reemergence of Led Zeppelin. And the same. I know you're really serious about hidden symbols, you know, the movies that you make, the secret architecture of Washington, D.C., the ones that you help promote. I've watched those. And Jimmy Page is no darling little guitar player. He worshipped Satan, it says in their music, "My sweet Satan, no escape." And if you play well, the music on your show, regardless of...
What song says that? Are you saying her backwards if you play it?
Right. If you play Stairway to Heaven backwards...
Yeah.
Well,
listen, I got to go. We got a break here in 5 seconds. I'll come back and comment on that, okay? Thank you, sir.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the new world order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
The war on terrorism, will it be fought overseas or will it affect us here at home? If you are like most folks, you want to be prepared, but can't afford an underground shelter. So what do? Did you know that you can use your home as a shelter against fallout and biological or chemical attacks? With a little know-how, it's not that difficult. Sheltering in place, surviving acts of terrorism from biological, chemical, and radioactive fallout. Developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government, gives you easy-to-follow video instructions and walks you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. Get this critical video every American needs for only $29 plus shipping. Order by calling New Millennium today at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Chrétien, the former Prime Minister of Canada, got confronted on Endgame, Loose Change, and a lot more, and he actually shoved the guy. The guy's very polite and says, "Hey, you called for a new world order." When he does that, Chrétien reaches over the table and pushes him on the arm and says, "Get him out of here, you scum. How dare you ask me questions?" Big article up on PrisonPlanet.com that Paul just posted. Elite depopulation agenda gains ground. And it gets into the one-child policy, all the things they're pushing, how it all ties together. Actually, Steve Watson did this for Infowars.net. You can find it there or at PrisonPlanet.com. And very, very serious article. I'm asking you to get this out to people. We're in an info war. I got loaded phones. I can only talk to Tom, Patrick, and Lou. Maybe. I'm going to try to get to all three of you and give you about a minute apiece. Briefly, on the music thing, look, I put on some music. The network puts on some. I'm putting on more bumper music. I don't know all those things you're saying. People seem to think I know everything. Well, I know about every group and know about or play this backwards. There's people playing my voice backwards on the web. There are. You didn't know that? Where I'm supposedly saying all these devilish things. And, boy, I didn't know I was, if that's the case. I have trouble talking forwards, much less controlling what I'm saying backwards. But I actually have on some TV shows seen that Led Zeppelin thing, and it doesn't sound like that. So I'm like, nyah. But, I mean, whatever. I know Jimmy Page was into all that stuff. I do know about that. And, you know, I don't even – I'm just here doing a radio show, and that's what I'm doing, ladies and gentlemen. I'm against abortion. I'm trying to fight that. I mean, but I'm not a preacher, and I'm not your preacher, and I'm not in any sect or group or organization. I love life. I love goodness, and but you probably got a point. Also, Endgame Blueprint for Global Enslavement. I need you to get it, folks. I need you to give it to everybody this Christmas. I need you to go get Endgame. This is my best film. I just want it to be seen. Get the high-quality DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv and get 5 months free. We got a five-plus months free right now at PrisonPlanet.tv, so go check that out. Tim in Ohio, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Good afternoon, Alex.
Got to move quick. Go ahead.
I just had one quick comment about your guest today. And did you ever notice that those that still think they have free speech have not yet tried to exercise it?
That's right. I run into problems everywhere when I'm on the – it's bad.
But you try to tell that some people, it's like, oh, no, you still got free speech. I say, well, when's the last time you tried to go out and do something like that? I want a quick question about the missing nukes.
You know, at first I said I didn't know about that story because I know they fly them to wrong places before, but now it's very suspicious, the deaths and all the rest of it.
Yeah. I was just – I know you don't like to speculate, but, you know, when do you think they're going to use those, and who do you think has them and going to use them on us?
The whole thing's very suspicious. I don't know they're trying to smuggle them out or claim they got lost. The Israelis already watch all the nukes, so they wouldn't need to do that. The government's got secret nukes. They don't need to steal their own nukes to do it. They might have been, who knows what's going on? I mean, you can speculate all day long. Got to jump. Patrick in Washington. Sorry to Lou. Call back tomorrow. Patrick, you got 35 seconds.
Okay.
Go ahead, Patrick.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought you were telling me call back in 35.
No.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry about that. Anyway, I wanted to call and let you know that we just got our own blimp up here in Washington State over I-5, like the one you saw in Martial Law Rise of the Police State.
You've got a surveillance blimp, huh?
Yep, it's hovering over I-5 right now. It was on the local news about a month ago. Their excuse for it is they're using it to catch road ragers.
Yeah, every major city has martial law states, federal documents, going to have your own surveillance blimp. Thank you for the news tip. If you missed any of the show, go to Infowars.com. The first hour is about to restream. I covered a lot of key info. God bless you all.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.